is to, for the parents to get it. And once the parents get it, the kids will be like, oh, it's ruined. Mm-hmm. Do something else. But in the meantime, we get back to normal.
You're so right. If we would all just start wearing our pants off of our butts, that trend would end. Long overdue.
And we're still now, doing that?
Now, you've seen some old people do it by mistake.
I forgot to go the final 4 inches. I forgot. My belt only goes around my upper thigh. I don't know. There's been so much.
Nothing has happened. I haven't missed a single thing this week.
I mean, so many things. You know what's fascinating is you were at LaGuardia so long that when you arrived at the airport, Sharon Moore was preparing for a bowl game. Mm-hmm. And when you departed, he was the fired ex-Michigan coach who just an hour later was about to get booked in jail after an arrest or at least a call where two different police departments had to assist in detaining him.
He was arrested while I was on the plane. When I took off, he was a free man. When I was when I landed, it was a life behind bars.
I mean, what in tarnation? I don't even know what to do with that information. Do you know one of the things that has happened this week that I am totally gobsmacked by is I generally tweet about athletics, occasionally some like faith-based stuff. Tweet a lot about college football. My Clemson tweets are the ones that get the most posts on X, are the ones that get the most traction. As you could imagine, this week I have found the Notre Dame people, like 90,000 views of one of my tweets, over 1,500 likes or something, and a slew of comments. And yesterday, I was on my way to church. I was bumper to bumper in downtown Greenville. And so I just fired off a tweet, Ben, and I had no idea. And I get out of church, and I've got 2,000 likes and a bajillion comments from Penn State fans on a tweet where I just quote tweeted one of my followers who said, Matt Campbell leaving Penn State for Michigan will be the funniest thing ever. And we all know that Matt Campbell has wanted the Michigan job. That is like the worst kept secret ever. And so I just said a fact, and then I said if I were Penn State, I would triple check every document. And do you know the Penn State fans, who, by the way, Matt Campbell was like their 88th choice, were so angry and so hot and bothered, more than the Notre Dame people were hot and bothered about the factual brigade that I took with facts and no opinions to the Notre Dame pity party this week. Ben, I was not prepared. I was not prepared for these other fan bases to just swarm my mentions this week.
There's many people on edge this time of year.
It's got to be the holiday season, right? Like, that's got people all hot. It's got to be the stress of the season. All in a tizzy.
I think that is probably the outlet, actually. That is making it better.
Okay.
Because there is no stress like portal season stress and opt-out season stress and firing coaches stress and all of that, getting left out of playoffs stress. Everybody's got something that's triggering them right now. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm kind of glad I wasn't here this week.
So you don't want to opine on all of the things that you missed?
I have some thoughts, but glad I didn't have to deal with it.
You'd have to deal with it in real time. We did coin a new term on the show. When somebody goes absolutely ballistic for what we consider to be a fairly minor thing, it is now heretofore referred to as full bavacqua. We've gone full bavacqua. Full bavacqua. Somebody help me. Somebody went full bavacqua yesterday, and one of our texters actually said, so would this count as a full bavacqua? And I said, yeah. I said it would. So if you have a temper tantrum like the Pete Bavacqua press conference on Tuesday, then you have done a full Bavacqua. What do you make of the Sharon? I mean, like, this is one of the weirdest stories that you could possibly imagine with how, first of all, how sudden it was, And then I know you saw this, the flood of people that say that said, oh, yeah, this has been rumored for like weeks and weeks.
It has.
What?
It has. Yeah, no, it has.
It's been rumored. No one said this rumor?
Yeah, I think there's other elements of this story that are going to come out. One of which is how long Michigan knew about this and the fact that they waited until after National Signing Day to release the information. I think that is a definite story. Also, it is rumored that that perhaps the staffer had to talk about it. If you know what I mean, at this point.
Because the gender reveal was Saturday?
Well, you just ripped the Band-Aid off, buddy. I mean, just go straight for it. Yeah. So, it's an interesting story. It's also funny when you I don't know if this applies or not at Michigan. I kind of think it does. This is not the first time this has happened. And if you are winning, it sort of gets dealt with and not mentioned. But if you are in a season where coaches' buyouts are enormous and your fan base is not happy with you, look, there's never a good time to cheat on your spouse, especially with a young staffer in your office. Never a good time. Hear what I'm saying. Don't do it. Never a good time. It's especially a bad time when they are looking for a reason to fire you.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps. Adam Schefter threw that in on Get Up this morning where he was like, yeah, Sherrone Moore thought people were out to get him for a while. Like, what? Bro, I am so – let me just say.
If you're on thin ice at your work, don't you watch your P's and Q's?
Hey,
you're really careful.
You know, you would think that you would cover your tracks better than to have an executive assistant that makes $48,000 suddenly make $90,000 without a title change. Like, there's your, like, flashing neon sign right there. That's the Bobby Petrino school up. All this is missing was the motorcycle, man. I mean,
that's what Chad the mailman just asked if a Harley was involved.
I mean, what are we doing?
I was just thinking, I wonder how that I wonder how that performance review went, but I think I know. I think I know.
There may have been a performance review and then a performance review, if you catch my drift. There are some really salacious rumors about it. Like you said, like there's some other stuff that we're probably going to find out about this. Like I'm in a group chat with some Michigan people, and they, God bless them, their program is 1980s SMU. I mean, they have to sit up there every day. I've got jokes about Michigan, and they have to sit up there and defend Michigan every day, and it's not fair to them, but it is the life that they chose. They are talking about all kinds of, like, scuttlebutt, Reddit threads. Like, it could get real bad, real fast at Michigan, as if it's not already. Like, did you see the eighth arrest of people that Jim Harbaugh hired at Michigan? There have been like eight people. And like, think about this. This isn't even like the worst thing that's happened at Michigan to a football staffer.
They have had, this is according to a radio host of a Michigan State radio host. So, of course, he's looking for the dirt.
It's Justin Spiro, right?
Yes. Michigan has had 11 staffers either arrested or banned from the sport for rules violations since Jim Harbaugh arrived at Michigan.
11!
11.
This is so bad.
Like, this is rivaling Georgia arrest records for speeding.
Yes. Kirby Smart hasn't had 11 staffers disciplined. I mean, think about it. Remember when the NCAA was investigating and it was the second worst investigation going on in the football building at the time? Because the FBI was also there investigating cyber crimes? Are you serious? Michigan is not real life. Michigan is a legitimate crap fest. It is horrendous there. They don't have a president. They may soon not have an AD. Kalen DeBoer is probably going to take that job. They're going to fall backwards into a great coach somehow, some way.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Speaking of being unfaithful to your marriage, one guy who has not is this guy here. Happy 32nd wedding anniversary to my wife today.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, clap for her.
That's it. Clap. You know what? In the wake of Sharon Moore, clap for both of you.
Yeah.
Apparently it's real tough.
32. She's a saint, folks. She's a saint.
Congratulations, and I'm happy for you guys.
I'm telling her if she'd have killed me early on, she'd already be out on parole.
Stay with us. Oh, man. Hour one, we'll go to the phones. People have got thoughts on this. We're gonna talk about bowl games today and college football playoff matchups and some nonsense there. We got much more to discuss when we return after this.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Want to be closer to the action on game day? Check out Hunter Quinn's brand new townhomes at The Landing at Clemson Marina. These luxury maintenance-free homes are perfect for Tiger fans. Wake up on game day just minutes from the stadium, skip the traffic, fire up the grill, and make it to Death Valley before the first tailgate tent goes up. And after the final whistle, you can be back on the couch before the post-game press conference even starts. The Landing at Clemson Marina, your tailgate headquarters.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramlinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers are back at home inside Little John Coliseum as they play host to the Mercer Bears. After several games away from home, Coach Brownell and his guys are looking to reset back at home with a win. Broadcast begins at 2:30 with tip at 3. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Guys, thanks for helping me carry my Christmas tree.
Zoe, this thing weighs a ton.
Drewski, lift with your legs, man.
Santa, did you get my letter?
He's talking to you, Bridges.
I'm not that.
Of course he did, right, Santa?
You know, my elf Drewski here, he handles the nice list.
An elf? I'm 6'3". What everyone wants is iPhone 17, and at T-Mobile, you can get it on them. That center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies, right, Mrs. Claus?
I'm Mrs. Claus's much younger sister. And at T-Mobile, there's no trade-in needed when you switch, so you can keep your old phone.
Or give it as a gift.
And the best part? You can make the switch to T-Mobile from your phone in just 15 minutes.
Guys, my side of the tree is slipping.
Timber!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Switch in just 15 minutes and get iPhone 17 on us with no trade-in needed.
With 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. 256 gigs, $830. Eligible port in a new line. $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Check out in 15 minutes or less per line. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. I am going to give you, Ben Milstead, carte blanche today with regards to Underdog. I'm going to let you win me some money, all right?
That's reckless.
Okay. I didn't say it was going to be a good thing. I just said we're going to have fun with it. I know I'm taking Bucky Irving higher than 86.5 rushing and receiving yards against the Falcons tonight. I know that. My question for you is, what Falcons pick should I take? What tactic should I take with the Falcons tonight in Tampa on a Thursday night? Who am I fading or taking here?
Let me think about that one.
Okay. I'm putting that in your hands because I want to win some money tonight. Underdog's the best place to do that. It's just a fun place to play, folks. It's a fun way to play. Daily fantasy, you can just go higher or lower on your favorite player stats like rushing and receiving yards, or maybe lower on Michael Penix touchdowns or something like that. You be the judge. Right now, download the app, use promo code OOB to get started. You can score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Let's go to Ren, who's up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Ren? Hey, Ren, you got us?
Yeah, man, you got me?
I got you. Good stuff. How we doing?
Yeah, man, good. Hey, this whole mission stuff that's going on, honestly, don't stop me because they're just honestly just trying to find another way to cheat before getting caught.
It is interesting that they have cheated all the ways except this one. I joked yesterday on Twitter that they should just hire Hugh Freeze and expand their insurmountable league in bingo for cheaters. That just feels like something in Michigan should do at this point.
Yeah, for sure, but that's not the reason I called. So, with Clemson having five quarterbacks coming into next year on the roster, do you see Dabo not taking a portal quarterback to see if he can develop one of those five to come to possibly become one of the next elite quarterbacks to take care of Clemson? And then, because I just feel like he won't do that, so there's going to be more money spent on defense because we are losing a lot more on defense than we are offense, and we have the talent on offense to do it, but we got to have that good quarterback that has that talent around them to take care of things.
Well, and this is what I've been – this is how I've been framing it, and I talked about this yesterday. The safety position already required multiple bodies. Like, if you look at the depth chart for next year, I think you feel good about Ricardo Jones starting. I think you feel good about Ronan Hanifin being in the mix. I think ideally you would have one starting safety and one backup safety at a minimum coming in. And you're competing. Like, I'm not saying that you have to have the starting caliber and you have to define the backup caliber. You're just bringing in two safeties, at least. I think you need a third safety as well, maybe a freshman that's coming up or something like that, that you can basically replace the two guys that you just lost. Because you lost your best safety in Khalil Barnes. No matter what you think about Barnes, you lost your best safety. You lost a defensive tackle and a defensive end and a corner already to the draft. And you already needed some personnel help at different places. So, yeah, I would say you need help personnel-wise on defense. You still need to decide on offense. Do you want to load up on a quarterback that's going to be an eraser for you? Or do you want to load up around the quarterback and have a competition with the guys in-house? Me personally, I think it's easier to have one guy that makes everything better than it is to make a bunch of things better all at once. But I don't know where they're going to go. I think Dabo's preference would be to let the guys that are here duke it out. But I'm just not sure that you've seen enough for that to be your plan A. That's what I would say. I think it's still more likely than not that he goes into portal, but I'm not certain of it.
Absolutely. And with the 26 classes, I think you said it a while back, there's going to be seven that's going to be coming in on defense in the 26 class?
I believe that's right. I think that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then one quick thought. Do you think knowing Hoosier is going to take the offer from Texas A&M to go play there?
Wait. What are we talking about there?
So I saw an insider that Texas A&M offered Nolan Hoosier $300,000 to come play for them.
I mean, I don't know. This is the first I've heard of that, Ren. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah,
I mean, the Hoosiers are like, that's a Clemson family. I guess if you're paying a kicker $300K, you might take it. But that is a Clemson family, though. So I don't know about that. We shall see. I think there's going to be some crazy stuff. I do. I think there's going to be some crazy stuff happen this portal season. Last time it was crazy because all the contracts were getting front-loaded. We figured that out. This time I think it's going to be crazy because people are finding ways around the cap. And there's also like $2 million more next year of rev share money. So you're getting an increase anyway. It's from like 20.5 to 22.5, so that's a little bit more institutional money to spend there. Ben, your thought, because you missed all this, Clemson now has four guys in the portal, all these NFL draft declarations with Parker and Woods and Terrell, and then we know Antonio Williams has said that he's gone as well. A lot of these losses, defensive side. What is your just general sense of, like, any of those stand out, surprising to you in any way?
Good players leave every team every day. So, no, nothing surprises me about all this stuff now. I mean, it really doesn't.
The only I
would be more surprised if people did not leave. Khalil Barnes, I agree with what you said about him being your best safety. However, he wasn't a guaranteed. I mean, he wasn't at a point where he was going to be on the field all the time. He kind of fell a little into that Andrew Mukuba mold.
Yeah, I get a lot of the same vibes. And this is, I mean, we've talked about this, that we expect staff turnover. one of the things that Dabo has said publicly is that the two guys that he really wanted to keep that they've lost are Andrew McCuba and A.J. Hoffler, who is at Georgia Tech. Those are the two guys. It would not shock me if Khalil Barnes is in that group. And, in fact, from my standpoint, based on what Clemson does not have at safety, it would be almost mystifying if Clemson didn't want to keep him, you know? Like, they're not going to keep him at any price, obviously. There's going to be a point where it's going to be too expensive for their taste, particularly a guy who was hurt and or not as productive this year. But to me, that is an issue that, you know, if you've got a guy like McCuba who leaves and says, I want to get developed, and then he goes to Texas and he plays in a playoff game and gets developed and gets drafted, and then you have Khalil Barnes, who we think is very gifted. Tom Allen does too. Remember, I talked about this yesterday. Remember in August, Tom Allen said that he thinks Khalil Barnes is an elite football player? He said he has elite potential as a football player because of his length and his range and his instincts, and they didn't have him in that preseason. And so we started talking about the most indispensable pieces on the football team. I don't know that Khalil Barnes' production this year was irreplaceable at all. I think it's quite easily replaceable if you want to go get somebody from the portal or grow somebody up. But in terms of the upside of the room, because of you don't have a lot of options in there, I think that is a loss that hurts. I'm not even sure that losing guys that you expected to lose to the NFL draft hurts, you know?
I'm at a place where I don't know if it hurts or not, because I looked at it as, well, I'm going to take Dabo at his word. He basically said if somebody goes into the portal we weren't expecting, we'll get somebody from the portal to replace him. So I'm going to take him at his word for that. When I heard that announcement, I just thought, okay, well, best of luck to you. I think there will be opportunities to sign someone from the portal better than you.
I think there are. Oh, yeah, I think we're in agreement on this. I think most people are in agreement on this. We talked about it when Dell Jones hit the portal. There's nobody on any roster that is irreplaceable. Nobody now is irreplaceable because you have the entire nation of portal players from which to choose.
Yeah, and with Dell, I thought Dell Jones had a really high upside, and he still does. A good player, would have loved for him to stay, but Clemson did better in the portal with Justin Porter. I'll take Justin Porter any day over him, so over Dell Jones.
What Butta Johnson's given you, especially lately?
Yeah. I mean one of those guys is not here if Dell Jones stayed.
That's right. And here's the thing that we don't know when guys get in the portal. We don't know the asking price. There might be a situation where we go, oh, man, you hate to lose that guy. Man, you should have done whatever it took to keep him. And if we knew the price point, we might go, yeah, that's pretty steep right there. I mean, good luck to you. If you can get that somewhere, you know, best of luck to you. So that's a part of this equation. And one of the things that is frustrating to me is that we don't know those things. That is the black market element of this, that we don't know what Khalil Barnes asked for. We don't know what Clemson offered him. There is absolutely zero transparency in any of this. Even when the deals are signed, there is very little transparency unless a very interested party has an interest in revealing the details of contracts.
Right.
That's what I would say. Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got much more to say on this topic. We got more to say on Sherrone Moore, Michigan, some of the other movement in the carousel. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including traditions on the lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
This winter, save big with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Upgrade to an energy-efficient Armstrong air system and get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits before January 1st. Plus, choose 60 months no-interest financing or up to $2,000 in rebates on select heat pumps that may also qualify for utility rebates. That's real money back and long-term savings on your energy bills. Schedule your free estimate today at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value. All in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today.
LowCountryMail.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
When the holidays roll in, we start thinking about a few of our favorite Clemson Christmas things, like crisp new Nike sideline gear, warm orange hoodies, or little tiger ornaments for the tree, which make your fan roar. Find all of it at the Tiger Sports Shop. From exclusive Clemson Lululemon to must-have stocking stuffers, we have the perfect presents waiting in-store and online. Make this Christmas unforgettable. Shop the Tiger Sports Shop. Visit either Tiger Sports Shop location in Clemson or shop online 24/7 at tigersports.com.
Your home for Clemson hoops all season long. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Ben, humble brag for a moment. Permission to humble brag just for a brief
Certainly.
Moment. I was at the gym today, and we were talking about just wellness, you know, through the holidays, fitness. And actually, my guy, my athletic trainer, he was asking me where I was on my weight and my body composition, all that stuff. And I gave him some numbers, and he was very pleased. He was very pleased. And PhD weight loss has a lot to do with that. And it's... a big part of my story of where I am right now in my, like in terms of like how healthy my body is and being able to work out well and to eat better and sleep better and things like that, because PhD weight loss retrained my brain and my body how to do that in a good way. And there's a lot to be said for that. I love the thought that there's somebody out there that's going to wait till the new year, thinking about waiting till the new year to get their body and their mind right, that will take advantage of this offer from PhD Weight Loss, where they are adding 2 free weeks to your program when you sign up today. The 2 free weeks that, I mean, you won't roll into January feeling behind. You're actually going to be ahead. You're actually going to have a head start on a lot of people, and you're going to feel great. You're going to get through the holidays just fine. You're going to feel great with their metabolic reset system. Mention 2 weeks on the phone. They're going to waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. Call PhD Weight Loss today. Start 2026 ahead, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
I ate well and disciplined for the most part in New York, except for the hot chocolate and cheesecake at 10:30 at night at Junior's. That was a mistake.
You know, I'll allow it.
I was awake all night to prove it.
New York cheesecake. You got to have, look, if you're going to be in New York for some days, you got to have some cheesecake, man.
You got to go to Junior's.
I'm told. People are asking about opinions on players in the portal. I mean, like Buccaneer Mike, 6'5 Texas quarterback, Penn State safety from the 864. Here's the kind of guy I'm looking at, okay? This is the kind of wheelhouse guy that I'm looking at. In terms of starters, it's going to be price point related. It's all going to be price point related. What Clemson has available, what they're willing to pay, and what other people are willing to pay. All right? But I saw this name, and it immediately jogged, and I looked it up during the break. Jalen Rambert, linebacker from Powdersville High School that's been at Wofford, has stated the intention to enter the portal. That is Wofford's leading tackler. I said after watching Powdersville several years ago that that kid could play for me. I had a similar feel about him that maybe to Tyler Brown. Like really good, maybe not the specs and the size and all that, but really good football player.
And those are the kind of guys who are making a splash at the P4 level too. A leading tackler at a school like Wofford all of a sudden becomes a major contributor at the Power 4 level the next year. Right?
That's right.
I mean, that's happening.
100%. No, that's right. And that was if you recall, that was a really, really, really good football team. Really good football team at Powdersville. That's the kind of guy you bring in if you feel like you have starters established and you want a guy to compete. You want a guy to get in the mix. Like you're replacing D. Creighton at linebacker. Texter asks, isn't he Bernard Rambert's son? Yes, he is. He has Clemson connections. This is a kid that he's at the FCS level. He's showing out. You don't need a starter at linebacker if you feel good about the Brown-Alexander combo there. But if you're looking for a guy who feels like he could matriculate to Clemson pretty seamlessly, who's been productive at his previous stop, who won't cost you $2 million for a backup, that's the kind of guy you're looking for. You're trying to find wheelhouse guys, guys with which you might have some help. And that would be a guy that you would have some help. Now, again, you want to hit the top end of the portal for some people. Like, you want to hit Will Helt. But here's what Clemson did, and Clemson's going to have to, like, double, triple, quadruple their input in these things. But last portal cycle, Clemson signed 3 people. They went to the high end of the portal, and they got Will Helt. They got that done. They went to the wheelhouse guy in Jeremiah Alexander that they knew from recruiting, that was a big culture guy that basically got cold feet, wanted to stay home at Alabama, but now he realizes he wants to be at Clemson. And then they went low and got Tristan Smith, brought him up. Clemson was in all 3 of those buckets. That's all 3 of the buckets you can be in the portal. They got in all 3 of them last year. They're going to need to get like 3 of the high-end guys and like 3 of the wheelhouse guys and like 3 of the FCS guys at a minimum if you want to fill out this portal class and make your roster whole for next year. So to me, yeah, we'll have thoughts on different guys in the portal and different guys coming in and all this stuff. I mean, I've said, if you're looking for a bridge quarterback, Sam Levitt's in the portal. Sam Levitt's been in playoff games. That's a winner. He's a winner. Had some injury issues this year. When he was healthy, they beat Texas Tech. Sam Levitt, I mean, it might cost you, But, like, I'll bring that guy for 1 year. I'll bring that guy into my program all day long. I don't know what the price point is. But I feel like if you're going to go to the portal for a quarterback, you're not going to go cheap. You're going to have to go get somebody.
Am I wrong to not care about the cost? Like,
I don't think fans should care.
I mean, if you need him and you can afford him, get him. I mean, really, I don't care. I'm not. It's not my money. I just want to win.
Look,
you know, I know one thing. You paid Cade Klubnik handsomely. You're going to have some money available, and the quarterback is the most important position on the field. I also know Sweeney suggested that they would take somebody if somebody left. So maybe that's your answer. Pray somebody finds a new job in the quarterback room.
That goes to the question that that we got from Wren in the last segment. Yeah, if somebody leaves, then they're going to have to. I agree with you on the cost. I don't think fans need to care about cost. I do think that cost, it would be a reason that somebody that you didn't want to leave would leave. That's not just, I can't believe they didn't care to keep him. So it might be a reason or a mitigating factor, a circumstance that would lead to somebody leaving or not picking your school, that your school's trying to be prudent and this is an imprudent ask.
Clemson and a lot of schools are not going to be in the stupid game, pay stupid money to quarterbacks who are unproven. They're not going to do that. Like a lot of schools, you're not going to do. You know what Michigan did, or all the Nico schools have done. You know, you're not going to do that. Not your game. But if Sam Leavitt wants $4 million to be your quarterback, and Clemson feels like they need him, they're very much in that game.
Yes,
very much in that game.
Well, and it's easier to do that than try to overpay. If you feel like you want to pay 2.5 for a quarterback, let's say, and Sam Leavitt costs you 4. To me, that's an easier way to fix your roster than to try to overpay for $300,000 at running back and $300,000 at wide receiver and $300,000 and like nickel and dime your way overpaying a bunch of people, because that's what you're going to have to do. We've talked about that. There are two lanes for Clemson to take offensively. It's either get better because your quarterback's way better, mm-hmm. or get better because everything else is better around your quarterback.
Yeah, I'm just not going to concern myself with whether they should or should not in terms of the finances of it. Like, I don't decide what car my neighbor should buy. I don't know what their checkbook looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like
true.
They should not have bought that car. I don't know what their checkbook looks like. I don't know what Clemson's look like. I know that it's better than most people think, but I don't want him. It's gonna cost too much. It's gonna cost not as long as it's not costing this guy too much. I don't care.
Which the vast majority of this is money that you and me and all the IPTE donors out there don't have anything to say about.
Right.
Like, this is not IPTE. This is not like, you know, we get a couple texts going, hey, the IPTE donors should care. IPTE is, we might talk about the above the cap. Lane Kiffin's talked about above the cap. We're talking about above the cap stuff. The 20.5 that's going to be like 22 to 22.5 next year, that is all media money. That is not donor money.
Yeah.
That's not what that is.
Jesse and Easley says, if we're going to overpay, I say overpay an offensive lineman so we can get better there too. I mean, I'd kind of disagree with that. I think if you're going to overpay a quarterback. If you're going to overpay, I mean, let's be honest, we're overpaying everybody. But if you're going to overpay the most important position on the field. Not that those aren't important too, but do you feel like you have a – I mean, which one do you feel like you have a bigger need at? I don't know.
If you feel like, and this is an interesting way to frame it, I think. If you feel like you had 8 starter quality players at offensive line this year, I think most people would sort of agree with that. That to varying degrees, they were starter quality offensive linemen this year. You're losing 4 of those. So you got to have at least 1, or you got to grow somebody up. Now, again, I'm saying plan A can't be grow somebody up. That's just not – you can't do that. But they also brought in 6 freshman offensive linemen. So my question then would be, how many offensive linemen are you going to carry? Is that going to be 20% of your roster? Are you going to carry 20 offensive linemen? I mean, How many offensive linemen do you realistically want to carry if you're going to bring in that big of a freshman haul of linemen?
Well, we do have to sort of recalibrate that with the additional scholarships that you now get.
Right.
So, the numbers can be greater than they were, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you had 85 scholarships, it was pretty cut and dry what you had at each in each room. Now you're at, what, 105? Is that what it is?
105.
You know, so you can add a couple to every room.
And the other question I would have is, and this goes to, like, portal offensive line, how healthy is Braden Jacobs and how quickly? How healthy is Elijah Thurman and how quickly? Like, a couple of these guys that you're really counting at. Like, you need Jacobs and Thurman to reach your potential on the offensive line next year. Those guys are coming off of major injuries.
Both of those guys should be fine by next year, though, right?
I would think so.
I mean, we're not talking Achilles.
That's right. I would think so.
Are we? No, we're not.
No, we're not. No, we're not. don't say that to me. Don't say that to me. You know, it is triggering, too. Like, you were talking about at some point in my life, at some point, I am not going to have to deal with, well, your team just got outbid. Like, I have to do that with my baseball team, Ben. By the way, congrats to the Braves. Mike Yastrzemski signs with the Braves yesterday. Robert Suarez, people are saying. I'm seeing, hearing rumors about Robert Suarez. Those are great signings. Great signings. Glad the Braves have money. The Reds offered Kyle Schwarber $25 million a year for a no-defense DH, and the Phillies offered him $30. And he signs. And I got to go, well, you got beat out by deeper pockets. Like, when do I get to have deep pockets? When do I get to win bidding wars? When do I get to say, you know what? We swung a big old stick, and we threw the fattest bag of cash out there. I want Clemson to sign a $4 million quarterback because I'm tired of people telling me how much somebody else is spending on their people. I just want to throw a fat bag of cash out there, Ben. Just one time. I just want to know what it feels like. Just one time in life.
Do you know that they haven't?
I don't know that. I think they were very competitive for Will Helt. I don't know if they had the biggest bag, but, like, they didn't get Will Helt for free last year. And if they keep Will Helt, it certainly will not be for a tiny bag of cash.
Right.
I think people really underestimate how much institutional money is coming off the books. Like, I think people of the $20.5 million that Clemson allocated, like 17-ish was in the football side, probably around $17 million. I bet at least half of that money is coming off the books. So Clemson has a lot of institutional money to spend. And that doesn't include the above-the-cap stuff from sponsors and corporate and that kind of stuff. I think Clemson can wade in these waters just fine. Our guy Nick says, Qualk wants to be Tennessee. I do not want to be Tennessee. I don't. I like to win ranked games, Nick. Tennessee doesn't win ranked games.
The only thing I wish Clemson had that Tennessee has is a dock. I wish Tennessee had a dock.
We should have a dock. I think they should have one.
They got
at the
a nice dock.
Dock
on the river right there behind the stadium. I wish Clemson had a dock. It's a shame.
Could they not? Could we not do docks at the dikes and let people park there for games? Could we not do that?
No, because the Corps of Engineers will not allow it. I know Corps of Engineers. No, never mind. The Corps of Engineers, the wonderful people they are, would not allow it.
Salt of the earth, they're the greatest people. This hour, you know what Clemson also has that Tennessee doesn't have? Is that ring, that iconic ring, Collegiate Legacy Designs. Our friends Greg and Julie Terry do a great job of these handcrafted designs. The Clemson ring plaques, the Citadel ring plaques. You got 2 weeks till Christmas. This is a great Christmas gift idea. Awesome Christmas gift idea. Go to the website, read the 5-star reviews. You won't regret the choice to give the gift of a ring plaque this holiday season at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. Stay with us. Hour two. More of this nonsense when we return.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens.